Welcome to The Itinerary, the official travel podcast presented by Premier Custom Travel. Here's your host, Chris Grum.
Now, don't get me wrong, I love the regular episodes of The Itinerary, but there's something special when we get to do these breaking news episodes. And I think the reason that I enjoy them so much is that sometimes we get advance word of something and they tell us, now you can't say anything about this. And then when it officially is announced, we're so excited to be able to finally go, hey, you know, we would love to tell you about this. And we know it's things you're going to get excited about. And this is certainly one of them. So let's get to that breaking news.
This is Premier Custom Travel Breaking News.
Well, thank you, Abby, for all your voice work you do for us. So the big breaking news that just came out today is that Norwegian Cruise Line has announced that they will be bringing their newest ship, Norwegian Viva, to Galveston in the 2025-2026 season. Now, for those of you that didn't realize that Norwegian Cruise Line will be sailing from Galveston, we are actually, as I record this on the 12th of December, on the 13th of December. See, I'm losing track of days. It's so close to the holidays. But anyway, we are just a couple of days away, on the 15th to be exact, from Norwegian's current newest ship, which is Prima. She is going to make her Galveston debut, technically speaking, on the 15th for sailings out of Galveston. And she will be with us through the end of this month and then all the way into April of next year. And then she will head out of Galveston over to Miami. And there is a cruise available for that. And that schedule is up on our website. And then Norwegian had also previously announced, and let me back up for a second. Yes, Norwegian Viva, or Prima, was here for a hot second last year. She did one sailing out of Galveston and one into Galveston, and that was pretty much it. But this will be her official debut in 2 days, and we are so excited to have the ship. I got to sail on her for a preview cruise last year. All the photos are up on our website if you want to check those out. Now, next fall, 2024-2025, Norwegian Escape will come to Galveston. She's a fairly new ship, built in 2015, and she will be here from December through April again, and actually through late March, but basically the winter season. And she'll be sailing 7-night cruises, and she does have a couple of 14-night cruises as well. Now, the big news is Viva, which is the sister ship to Prima in their new class of ships. Viva will be making her Galveston debut on December 13th of 2025, and she will sail a series of 7-night cruises all the way through April of 2026. These were just announced, and yes, they are on sale now. And she is also going to sail 2 14-night cruises. So let's talk about those itineraries briefly. The 7-night cruises, again, starting on December 13th, so that will be the week before Christmas sailing, and then she will have a Christmas sailing leaving on the 20th and a New Year's Eve sailing leaving on the 27th. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, a handful of sailings in 2026 all the way through April the 4th. Now, those 7-night cruises will visit Cozumel, Mexico, Customaya, and Roatan, 3 ports that if you've sailed out of Galveston, you're probably familiar with. However, there is one additional port that you may not have seen before, and that is Harvest Key, and that is in Belize, and that is an area that Norwegian Cruise Line built up specifically for their guests. And so when you go to Harvest Key in Belize, you get the combination of being able to go to essentially a cruise line's private island, but then also having the ability to go beyond that and enjoy the different things that you would normally enjoy at a shore excursion in Belize. So a little bit of a combo there. All of the cruises will visit that destination and the 3 other ports, the 2 Mexican ports and Honduras, on all of the 7-night cruises. And then, as I mentioned, there are a couple of 14-night cruises. They leave in January of 2026. One is January 10th. The other one is January 24th. So basically, they're going to do 2 14-night cruises back-to-back, and quite frankly, if you wanted to sail for a month, you could do both of those back-to-back and combine it into a 28-day cruise. But the 14-night cruises have a really nice itinerary, including some ports that you rarely see out of Galveston. And let me walk you through this. So you'll head out of Galveston, and you'll go to Great Stirrup Cay in the Bahamas. That'll be your first stop. That is Norwegian Cruise Line's private island in the Bahamas. Your next stop will be Tortola in the British Virgin Islands, then over to St. John's Antigua, Philipsburg St. Martin, which is on the Dutch side of St. Martin. If you're not familiar with St. Martin, it's actually a dual principality. The southern side of the island is Dutch. So part of the Netherlands, and then the northern part of the island is French. So you can visit two countries in one cruise stop. Then on to San Juan, Puerto Rico, Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic, and then Georgetown, Grand Cayman, an old favorite from the Galveston itineraries, and then Cozumel, Mexico, and back into Galveston. So that is 9 ports across 14 days, and some, like I said, that you rarely see out of Galveston. And again, Viva will be doing those sailings on the 10th and the 24th of January in 2026. So recapping our news again, Norwegian Viva will be the 3rd Norwegian cruise line ship to sail from Galveston. She will arrive on December 13th of 2025 and sail all the way through April 4th of 2026. Now, we do not have any word on any potential repositioning cruises. It looks like, based on the schedule, she's going to come to Galveston deadheaded empty, so that there will not be a cruise to Galveston. Now, that certainly could change, but we don't have any schedules beyond April of 2026. So there is a possibility that if the ship leaves, she could go on a repositioning cruise any number of destinations. It could be somewhere in the United States. It could be Alaska. It could be Europe. Really, it could be anywhere. But the other thing that's a possibility, and I'll mention this because we've talked about it on the podcast before, Galveston right now is in negotiation with MSC Cruises to build a 4th cruise terminal in Galveston. And at one point, Norwegian Cruise Line was also interested in being a part of that terminal. Now, so is it possible that as of 2026 in April, that maybe when they announce their next round of schedules, we have a ship permanently? I would love that, and I'm sure many of our listeners would love that. Is it going to be one of the brand new ships? Hard to say. You know, you take the lines like Carnival and Royal Caribbean that have been here a while and really built up a name in Texas. They can bring those brand new ships here. I love that Norwegian is bringing us 2 of their newer ships to Texas. I think they're trying to wow us. Now, what would happen when they stay permanently? It's anyone's guess, but it would certainly be nice to have them year-round, and I would be more than happy to take Prima, Viva, or even, quite frankly, for that matter, Norwegian Escape, which is one of their newer ships. So the good news for now, Norwegian's here seasonally. Perhaps we get them permanently. Now, I know I gave you a lot of information, but we make it easy. You don't need to write this stuff down while you're listening to the podcast or driving in your car, because that would not be a good idea. Instead, we put it on our website for you. It's always easy to remember where to find the Galveston schedule. Just go to premiercustomtravel.com/Galveston, and that will take you to the schedule where we have all of the ships and all of the dates for all of the itineraries right in one place. You can even download deck plans, look for the room you want to book with us. All of that is right there on the website. And if you want to be difficult about it and you can't remember how to type out the name, just go to our website and then look under vacations and then under cruises, and the Galveston option is 2 or 3 links down. But again, the easy way to find it, premiercustomtravel.com/Galveston, and we will see you on board.
Thanks for listening to The Itinerary, the official travel podcast presented by Premier Custom Travel. You can view the schedule of upcoming podcasts or listen to previous episodes on demand by visiting our website at premiercustomtravel.com/The Itinerary. Join us next time for another edition of The Itinerary.